like to welcome everyone to Good Shepherd. I'm Pastor Dane. I'd like to thank the Franklin Community Band for playing for us tonight. I very much appreciate it. Keep practicing that first one. Next year, 500 years. All right, so thank you. We have to be perfect. Absolutely perfect. I want to welcome everyone, and there is cookies and refreshments afterwards. Thank you.
Well, good evening. My name is Linda Kilbert, and on behalf of Regina Bollinger, the director, we welcome you to this special concert. Tonight we have a variety of pieces that we'll play, and we will also feature some special numbers by several very talented musicians. We warmed up with the unmistakable anthem of the Protestant Church, A Mighty Fortress, written and composed by Martin Luther around 1529. After that, you heard music from the popular movies Captain America March. The music from this 2011 movie was composed by Alan Silvestri, an American composer and conductor who also produced music for other blockbusters such as Back to the Future, Who Framed Roger Rabbit, and Forrest Gump. Next, we board the train for two big band hits from the 1940s. First is Sentimental Journey, recorded in 1944 by Les Brown and his Band of Renown, featuring vocalist Doris Day. Then we'll play Chattanooga Choo Choo from the 1941 movie Sun Valley Serenade, starring Sonia Henny, Milton Berle, and Joan Davis. Performed in the movie by the Glenn Miller Orchestra, it became the number one song across the United States in December of that year and remained there for 9 weeks. All aboard for Sentimental Journey and Chattanooga Choo Choo.
Thank you.
Next, we are proud to feature an amazing pianist known to you all. Please welcome Mr. Andy Haddock to play the very beautiful Nocturne No. 1, Opus 72 by Frédéric Chopin.
Thank you.
As always, Andy, beautifully done. Thank you for sharing that. The 1960s pop rock sensation, The Association, made history in 1967 by being the first band anywhere to play at, to open at a rock festival, the now historic Monterey Pop Festival. We are excited to play a medley of their songs, including their platinum hits, Windy, Cherish, and Never My Love, in Pop and Rock Legends, The Association.
Thank you.
Next, we have the Academy Award-winning Moon River, composed by Henry Mancini in 1962 for the film Breakfast at Tiffany's. Mancini composed the song specifically for the delicate-voiced actress Audrey Hepburn, who originally sang the song in the movie. The movie execs, however, replaced her simple vocal plus guitar version with the sweeping Mancini orchestral version for the official soundtrack. The song was later made famous by crooner Andy Williams. Hepburn's version was later released after her death in 1993. Here is Moon River by Henry Mancini. Okay, now it's time to get this place a-jumpin' with the 1958 hit Splish Splash, co-written by rocker Bobby Darin and DJ Murray Kaufman. This song helped to give Darin a major boost in his career, reaching number 3 on the U.S. pop singles chart. Sit back and enjoy Splish Splash. I'm Next, we feature our own Mary Catherine Smith to sing Beautiful Dreamer, written by American songwriter Stephen Foster and published posthumously in March 1864. Thank you, Mary Catherine. That was really, truly lovely. The age 64 is a time some of us look forward to and some of us look back at. Regardless of your perspective, I'm sure you'll enjoy this fun pop tune from 1967 by the Beatles called When I'm 64. Thank you. Next, we have a very special treat for you. I Love Paris was written in 1953 by Hoosier composer Cole Porter and introduced by Lilo in the musical Can Can. Please welcome vocalist Sherry Calhoun, our own Sherry from Paris, to sing the Cole Porter ballad, I Love Paris.
I love Paris in the springtime. I love Paris in the fall. I love Paris in the winter when it drizzles. And I love Paris in the summer when it sizzles. I love Paris every moment. Every moment of the year. I love Paris. Why, oh, why do I love Paris? Because my love is near. I love Paris in the springtime. And I love Paris in the fall. I love Paris in the winter when it drizzles. And I love Paris in the summer when it sizzles. Yes, I love Paris every moment. Every moment of the year. I love Paris. Why, oh, why do I love Paris? Because my love is near. Because my love is here.
Thank you.
Earth, Wind, and Fire is one of the most successful bands in American history. The band has received 6 Grammy Awards and 4 American Music Awards. They have been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and the Vocal Group Hall of Fame. They've received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame and sold over 100 million records, making them one of the world's best-selling bands of all times. Here is a medley of several of their tunes, including Let's Groove, Boogie Wonderland, and Sing a Song in Earth, Wind, and Fire Dance Mix. Thank you. Can you tell we like that one? We close our concert this evening with God Bless America, one of the most beloved patriotic songs of all time. Written by Irving Berlin in 1918, it was not released until 1938 when he revised the lyrics and the music as a prayer that the U.S. would triumph over Hitler. God Bless America became the signature song of singer Kate Smith, who introduced the song on her radio show on Armistice Day, 1938. Please welcome our own Smith, soprano Mary Catherine Smith, to sing as we proudly present our closing number, God Bless America.
As the storm clouds gather far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn sweet home. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above, from the mountains to the prairies, to the oceans white with foam. God bless America, my home, sweet home. God bless America, my home, sweet home.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Have a blessed Thanksgiving.